Hey, welcome to another episode of the Tech Guide Europe Countdown Show. We're just T-minus 6 weeks away from convening in beautiful Barcelona, Spain.
October 28th through to the 31st.
Halloween, baby.
I know. Like, are we going to dress up on the last day?
No.
I think I might dress up. Do they dress up in Europe?
I don't know. That's an interesting question.
I guess we'll find out.
That's something that the folks at home could tell us. You should wear a hat.
I know. Maybe I'll change up the hat and bring the brown one as opposed to the green one.
I think that would terrify everybody.
You could go in camo, match the hat, you know, something like that.
Hide on something.
Hey, so in this episode of the Tech Guide Countdown Show, as you probably are aware because he's standing next to us, we brought in Mr. David Tess, our technical evangelist, with us. And we are going to pick up a little bit on what we briefly talked about in last week's show around Schedule Builder and the content manager. The fact that we have these things that we're calling spotlights.
Right. So in the spotlight area, just to kind of refresh you, besides looking at tracks and then technologies and speakers and key slots, stuff like that, there's this new area that happens to be called spotlights or highlighted information that's out there. And one of the ones that we talked about, or at least mentioned as an option, was DevOps. And that got us some questions.
What is this DevOps thing, and what do we have as far as content at TechEd Europe for DevOps? And we know the guy who's doing the DevOps thing, who's this guy right here.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So we thought we'd bring David in to talk a little bit about DevOps and what is available in Barcelona at TechEd around DevOps.
So is it a product? Do we sell the DevOps?
Do we sell the DevOps
in a can?
If you own Visual Studio, that's it, right? No, not so much. No, not so much. DevOps is first people, and I would say followed by process.
There, if you're European and Canadian.
There you go. But it does, it does involve tools, technologies, or products, depending on what word you like the best.
Okay.
That can help out with things, but if you don't have those first two things in order, then it makes DevOps a little bit hard.
DevOps obviously is something that's been very popular and discussed by a lot of different organizations, a lot of different customers, a lot of different providers of services and everything else like that. So we're basically bubbling up the stuff that is of a DevOps nature inside TechEd Europe.
Right, yeah. If you're familiar with ALM or Application Lifecycle Management, I would just say this is a natural extension beyond ALM where, people realize that, hey, we're deploying software really fast. We probably should involve those ops guys a little bit more in this whole thing. That's probably a good idea, right?
Definitely.
It's really kind of a discussion of taking IT careers to the next step that you really need to get to.
Uh-huh.
So there's a couple of different ways that we can kind of consume this DevOps story at TechEd Europe. The first one being the day before the conference actually starts. And we haven't had the special episode about the pre-cons, but we're going to, but we'll let you sneak it in here.
Okay.
There's a pre-con, I understand. Now, are you delivering the pre-con?
Yeah. So we, at TechEd North America, we had a dev pre-con and an ops pre-con on DevOps. Naturally, we are putting those together now. So you've got, double the speaker talent power here that we had from North America into a single pre-con of helping you and your organization make a transformation with DevOps. So we have a full day on that, end-to-end, kind of walking through, at the beginning of your planning phase all the way through operating and providing that feedback cycle back into your development teams. So,
and if I understand it's not just softies as well that are going to be there. There's also other people that are going to be
So, Brian and Mickey are the guys that delivered the developer version of that at North America. They'll be presenting along with myself at the pre-con.
Mm-hmm.
Morgan as well is involved, and Morgan also has a breakout session. So, yeah.
And then my understanding is you also have a gentleman from Forrester who's going to kind of kick this whole thing off, kind of give I guess, more of an industry perspective on what's happening there.
Yeah. So, Microsoft obviously has a lot of different products and things that can help you out with DevOps. But like we mentioned earlier, a large part of that is people and process. And that's something where, having Kurt Bittner and his experience, we're going to help have him come give us industry view on that people process side to kind of help folks who attend our pre-con some ideas on how do you, get teams collaborating, how do you help fix some of those people and process things to kind of move your organization forward, which is kind of a prerequisite, right, for getting things done.
Okay. And I understand that Kurt's also going to be around for some more of the conference for some other activities.
Yeah.
So we can't talk and divulge about all of them just yet, but he will be participating as well.
Yeah.
And there'll also be other opportunities to obviously network and discuss DevOps with your network peers, with other experts in the conference, other speakers that are going to be off there as well. And now, session-wise, you called out one from an infrastructure perspective, the Morgan Webb. I was like, Morgan Webb.
Yeah.
why am I blanking on his name? Morgan Webb's going to be doing one as an example.
Yeah.
But then there's also, if you go into the content catalog under the schedule builder under Spotlight and or DevOps, there's like 20-odd different sessions that are in there.
Yeah.
Some of them have just a little bit of DevOps content. Some of them have a lot of stuff around process. Some of them have some stuff about different types of audience targets, being they more developer-focused or more infrastructure-focused. So we've got a pretty good coverage of content that's going to be in there and available for you to be able to attend and see.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
What do you recommend as people are kind of preparing and maybe they're new to the DevOps world?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe, you know, pointy-haired boss has come down the hall and said, mm-hmm. yeah, you're going to tech ed, you need to go really focus on this DevOps thing. Are there things that you recommend people do prior to heading to Barcelona?
Yeah, there's a number of different materials that you can read up on or learn before you attend the conference. One is the MVA course that Morgan and I did on DevOps for IT pros. Mm-hmm. That's a really good one, especially if you're in the ops or the IT field. You may have done nothing with DevOps at all, or maybe you're even doing something that's kind of DevOps-y, but you want to get a kind of an updated view of what an ops role might be like in kind of a new DevOps world. So
Okay. We
give you some practical little nuggets from, you know, tasks you might do and tips from some of the products you might be utilizing in certain ways. So that's one good one. Another one is that we have an upcoming one here on October 9th, which is the Azure Resource Management Jumpstart. And this is a really good one. Azure Resource Management is really, I would say, you know, the future of kind of management of the Azure platform, and plays a really key component in DevOps for some of the core practices such as infrastructure and configuration as code, and knowing how to do that in a really effective way to have your deployments in multiple environments.
So this one's taking place on October 9th from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. Pacific time. It's a live one to be able to attend. The other one was previously a recorded one you can get on demand.
Yep.
And this one will eventually be available on demand as well, I'm assuming.
Yeah, it will, yeah. I mean, of course, you know, being able to ask live questions is really helpful. You'll have engineering there, so the person who's responsible for creating Azure Resource Management.
Yeah.
So he's definitely, you know, the guy to answer your questions on things like that. So
very cool.
Yeah.
And then I am also aware of, actually only because I read it a few days ago, Volker Will, who happens to be your boss.
Yep.
So we should probably promote your boss's stuff.
It's always good,
good
to promote your boss's stuff.
It's actually a really cool blog post.
Yeah.
You know, just kind of likens, it kind of addresses the concept of DevOps in like a Three Musketeers fashion. So.
There's a lot of, you know, the DevOps blog, you know, helps give you some ideas on the people, the process, some of the higher level industry type things. Also, we're trying to link to some of the other DevOps content that's out there from Microsoft on the blog. But yeah, it just gives you another perspective on things DevOps, right? So yeah.
So make sure you view your jump starts, read the blogs, get yourself all prepared, because once you hit tech ed, you know, some of this information I'm sure, you know, will kind of come up in the introductory fashion, but that would really ensure you to really be prepared to go deep and to dive into. And again, this is super important for people to understand. It's not just about the technologies and the software that runs underneath it. We're going to spend a lot of time talking about those processes and those things that whether you're an IT professional, whether you're a developer, whether you're playing kind of both of those things. Because, I mean, reality is that you don't see a job role that is DevOps guy, level one. Right.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean,
with 10 years experience.
Yes.
We talk about that as well in the MBA course, right? I mean, you will see just some job titles popping up as DevOps folks, but I mean, Microsoft's view and is definitely that, you know, you probably have the best skill set that you know, especially if you're an ops guy, right? You're in the heart of it. You know what's going on. You know what's going on in your infrastructure and how to best run that for your company. You may have to update or slightly tweak some of your skills a little bit, but that's IT, man. That's how it goes,
that's how
right?
We live,
you know,
right? we're in it for the change, baby.
Yeah.
We got to keep those skills up to date. And I think this is really super cool because it really kind of helps that transition. We're in a really unique space, particularly with IT Pro, right? You've got things like cloud, you've got these things, and cloud enables a lot of these, you know, more, lack of a better term, agile type things that we've got going on. So I think it's super cool that we've kind of got a really good blend of this, you know, kind of career path type content in addition to just that, you know, you can go and get super hardcore on some of these technologies that we have out there based on the sessions that we've got available.
Yeah, and I think another point on why it's beneficial to kind of study up, because even if you're attending, regardless of whether you're attending the pre-con or not, you know, having some initial thoughts and maybe even kicking the tires a bit on some of these technologies you may have not thought about before, when you show up to the event and you attend the session that's for that technology that you started to learn about a little bit, you could probably go afterwards and talk to the, you know, the particular people there on the team that might have a little more intelligent or different kind of conversation as opposed to just hearing it for the first time when you get there at TechEd.
Coming prepared with those questions
you need to
get answered, right?
There you go.
Have you registered yet?
Yes.
I hope so. I have.
I did.
I got the email.
Yeah.
Okay, we're all registered. We have our tickets on hotels. I think my hotel's been confirmed. Go to europe.msteched.com to be able to go off and register. It's October 28th through to the 31st. We're T-minus six.
Six.
Coming very close, my friends.
Absolutely. Until then, make sure that if you've got questions, you've got things that you want to see in future upcoming Countdown shows, check out the comments below. We're going to put the links to some of the resources we talked about in this show.
And don't forget the forums, too, eh?
Yeah, the forums. Go to channel9.msdn.com/forums. Choose TechEd Europe.
Yes, make it easier for us to find it.
Absolutely. And there's a lot of great conversations going on already as folks get super excited because we're just 6 weeks away. And I think that about does it for this T-minus six episode.
I like how you worked in super excited right at the end. That was very Microsoft
who isn't?
Of you.
No, it's the truth. It's the reality. That's how it is.
You I'm hear excited.
It in every one of
yeah.
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 But,
yes.
You know, we just need to go back. I'm literally just, every single day I X out that day on the calendar just until I get back to Barcelona.
That's why this Countdown show is so effective. It keeps us on track.
Absolutely. Until then, we will see you next week. For another episode of the TechEd Countdown Show. See ya.